Hi, welcome to the podcast, brought to you by My Laptop Microphone. Today we'll be discussing the thrilling and engaging topics of clams, clamps, hants, hands, whelks, wells, bells, hells, shelves, elves, twelves, cups, trucks, stucks, fucks, hooks, and spoons. Firstly, what is a mollusk? Well, a mollusk could be defined as a sort of mucilogenic invertebrate. That's the most commonly given definition in any case. There exist many kinds of mollusks. The snails and slugs you're familiar with from the bottom of your garden are but one example. Octopuses form another clade of mollusk. This episode was sponsored by water. You can drink it. Octopuses can also be called octopodes by directly applying the Greek pluralization of the word. Some people love to get pedantic about that. Octopus means eight-footed, which is a misnomer because they don't have any feet at all, they swim. Octopuses are known for their ability to fit into small spaces. One octopus spent 12 hours in a matchbox in order to win a bet. We'll now move on to our next topic, bells. Bells are bell-shaped. That's where the name of the shape comes from. If you hit a bell, it won't sound very nice or melodious. That's because of a minor third harmonic. For more information, you can ask about Bessel functions at your local mathematics institution. They won't help you. They don't want to help you, but you can ask them. It's now time for our regularly reoccurring segment, What is a Circle?, where our guest speaker will tell you examples of objects known by scientists to be circular. Hi, I'm the guest speaker. I don't have a name. One object known to be circular is a pill. A pill is like a pillow with a letter missing. You can swallow them, but they don't taste nice. Well, that's about all I've got time for. Back to the original speaker. Hi, I'm the original speaker from before. Our next topic of discussion will be wide, flat things. One instance of a wide, flat thing is a tissue. Tissues can be used to blow things, such as your nose, or one's own trumpet. Though that should be only done sparingly, as it can cause distress in certain sections of the population. Another instance of a wide, flat thing is the road. You can go on the road. You can keep going on the road. It can take you to all kinds of places, but you have to be aware that you can't always get back to where you came as easily as going to where you got to. Certainly without understanding of the network that the roads form themselves into. Well, that's about it. Thanks for listening.